Today's episode is brought to you by Monster. Find employees who work as hard as you at monster.com/hiring. Monster. Find better.
The race to autonomous cars heats up as GM drops, $1 billion on self-startup Cruise Automation. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. While GM's pockets are a little lighter, it will pay $1 billion for Cruise Automation. This is an autonomous driving startup. Let's get right to the story with Wall Street Journal reporter Mike Ramsey. He is based in Detroit and joins us on the line right now. Welcome back, Mike.
Nice to be here.
Point blank, what is driving GM, or what drove GM, to pay $1 billion for a startup?
There's a whole grouping of things. So let's just say that the cost, opportunity cost of $1 billion to make sure that you're in the game, to make sure that you're not being left behind, or perhaps that you're ahead of other people, $1 billion is not a huge amount of money to spend if you think that being left behind might, you know, eventually lead to the destruction of your business. So
right.
that's the justification. Now, whether you could like work it out on paper to whether this company could ever really be worth that much, I don't know. But that's their justification in terms of why they would be willing to spend that much.
Gotcha. Now, speaking to the competition, what's the climate like right now as far as that goes? You know, you have Alphabet Inc.'s Google X and Apple, not to mention traditional car makers. Does this give them the footing they need to keep up right now? And what's the climate like in terms of competition?
So far, until really recently, and maybe this is the first outward example of it, a lot of the purchases have been relatively small in terms of companies. They've been investments, or they've been relatively small, and they've mostly been with auto suppliers. What's been happening, though, is a huge scrum for talent in which there is a very limited supply of people who have specific talent in the areas they're looking at. I mean, it's a kind of a blend of artificial intelligence, something that people call generically computer vision, and then motion planning. All these things are not, it's not like autonomy or vehicle autonomy is a single thing, right? It's a bunch of different expertises of which there is a really scarce supply of expert talent. And you put that together, and there's a great scramble among all these different companies to get this. And worse, and making it even more challenging, is there's kind of crossover with things like virtual reality,
right?
You know, where companies that like Facebook, who now have invested in Oculus Rift, they might be fighting for the same artificial intelligence engineers that General Motors would be, or Tesla.
Right, right. Now, speaking to that, Cruise specifically, what kind of hardware and software are they developing? Is there any specifics there just yet?
Good question. We don't know. I mean, that's the big thing hanging out there is why.
Right.
Why? We're just speculating. Some people know, I mean, you can read into their, what we know about them is they call themselves a computer vision company. So, and the background of this company is the people who founded it had created this company called Twitch TV, which was bought by Amazon and dealt with a huge amount of, for lack of a better way to say it, it's like television of people playing video games. So
Okay. Perhaps
they have specialized a way to simplify a large amount of video data and organize video data in a way that a computer could analyze it quickly. With an autonomous vehicle, it's easiest to just kind of break it down like a human driving, right? That's really what's going on, is we're trying to get a car to reproduce our human senses and then leverage the calculating capability and never-tired capability of computers to say, okay, they can do certain things we can't. We have a really awesome computer algorithm in our head that can do neat things, but one thing that computers are terrible at is processing digital data, the massive amount of digital image data that comes in. So if they were able to figure out a way to smartly take visual data and put it in a way that a computer could analyze quickly, that could be really, really valuable.
So it starts with Cruise. Are there any other startups that are generating interest, any that we might be seeing more of in the future?
My guess is that the name Zooks, which sounds kind of crazy, is going to be one that is getting a lot of attention. In fact, some of our sources said that they were somewhat surprised that Zooks and not Cruz wasn't the target. Perhaps they were from exchanging emails with their founder. Sounds like they're not really interested in in selling out, but they have a lot of talent on hand in their, you know, they have hired a lot of really interesting people. Another one is called Drive.ai. They have a lot of research, artificial intelligence research that has come out of Stanford, really high-level talent there. They just got $12 million in venture capital funding. And, you know, probably no one, all these companies share one thing in common. If you go to their web page, it's like one page with a click for hiring, right? Like you can't talk to them other unless you want to try to get a job with them.
Okay.
And other ones, Newtonomy is an interesting startup that is, they do motion planning, so like how to tell an autonomous vehicle to react, essentially, to the information that it's gathered. They're an MIT spin out and are doing really neat things in Singapore. And so I think that those companies are going to be the ones that are probably next, but there's a lot of other ones out there as well.
Gotcha.
Smaller ones.
Yeah, it seems like we're on the brink of something here, and it'll be interesting to see how it rolls out. Mike Ramsey, thanks as always for the time today.
Sure, happy to be here.
That'll wrap up the Tech News Briefing. For more podcasts, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. To stay up to date, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify as well. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. This has been the Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening.